On today's Locked On Thunder podcast, we're going to dive into the Oklahoma City Thunder losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers the weekend that was, and preview tonight's game against the Dallas Mavericks. All of this and more coming up on today's Locked On Thunder podcast on Locked On Podcast Network. It's your teams every day.
Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Styles. You can follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunderpod and email the show, LOThunderpod at gmail.com. On today's show, we're going to dive into the weekend that was for the Oklahoma City Thunder as they fall to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was a very fun game that the Cavs came back in, storming back from down 18 points. The Thunder take on the Mavs tonight. SGA scored 21. Lu Dort had 17. Ty Jerome looked like Steph Curry out there at times. And then Darius Bazley continues to thrive off the bench. Very, very fun game. Very fun week ahead. Here on the Locked On Thunder podcast, we have today's recap show of the Cavs game. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Nick Engsted of Locked On Mavericks to discuss Monday's Mavericks game. Wednesday, we're going to grade the season at the midway point. Thursday, Spurs recap. Friday, NBA draft stock watch. Be a fun episode Friday, Saturday, Hornets recap, and Monday. We get to do another Cavs recap on a Monday. Back-to-back Mondays with Cavs recaps. How fun is that? So a lot in store. Make sure you subscribe for free across all platforms. Thank you for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning. Every single day, we're here for you talking Thunder basketball. So thank you for doing that. Again, subscribe for free, completely free on all platforms to Locked On Thunder and every Locked On podcast across the network. But we start this game recap the way we always do with our game overview. And Tao Maldon did not play. Isaiah Roby did not play. Paul Watson Jr. did not play. Pokuševski did not play. Vitt did not play. Sarr did not play. And Kenneth Williams is still in health and safety protocols. Rajon Rondo is out. Colin Sexton and Rubio are out for the season. Ed Davis did not play. And Dean Wade did not play for the Cavs. The Thunder start out with SGA, Josh Giddey, Lu Dort, Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, Derek Favors. And the Cavs start out with Darius Garland, Lamar Stevens, Lauri Markkanen, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen. The Thunder start big, pairing Jerry with Derek Favors in this game again. Favors made a very big impact his kind of first few minutes in this game, so that was good to see from him. Remember, there are some roster shuffling real quick before we get into the rest of this game. Isaiah Roby has been sent down to the blue after he cleared NBA protocols. Pokuševski is going to stay with the blue. Now, there was, of course, the call-up Friday morning. Now, that was just all kind of a formality because to be on the NBA bench, you must be on the NBA team. So they had to call him back up so he could rejoin the team Friday night and just sit there and be kind of with the organization at that game. And then they sent him back down on Sunday. And so he's going to be with the team with the blue for the foreseeable future. Tao Maldon also sent down to the blue. Now, Vitt Krejci's called up. And kind of like Pokuševski, he's called up. He's not going to play. Vitt Krejci, although he's not with the Blue anymore, he's recalled to the Thunder. He's still out with that ankle sprain that happened to him right before Christmas at the NBA G League Winter Showcase. So he's still out of commission, even though he's back with the varsity squad right now. So how did the Thunder lose this game to the Cleveland Cavaliers? Well, the Thunder led for most of the night. There's only one lead change, although this game was tied 11 times. So this is a very fun back-and-forth game. Thunder once grew an 18-point lead. Cleveland's largest lead was 5 at the end of the game. The Thunder fall 107 to 102. The Thunder were out-rebounded. I should say the Thunder out-rebounded the Cavs 51 to 37. So the big lineup kind of worked in that instance, but a lot of the rebounds came from Giddey and some other wings and guards. The Thunder had more turnovers, though. 15 turnovers for the Thunder to just 7 for the Cavs. The Thunder shot 43% from the floor, 37% from deep, and 90% from the line. Cleveland shot 46% from the floor, 25% from three-point land, and 72% at the line. So the Thunder were best than the Cavs at the three-point line and at the free throw line, although the Cavs did shoot 3 more percentage points than the Thunder did from the floor in general. The Thunder lose the points in the paint battle 46 to 42. They win the second chance points 20 to 13. They lose the fast break points 6 to 5. So again, a game where the Thunder not get out in transition, they lose, and they lose that category. The Thunder won the first two quarters overall, but the Cavs won the next two quarters. And so obviously, you'd rather win the third and fourth quarter and win the game than win those first two frames out of the game. Now, the Thunder had 5 scores in double figures. One had 9 points. Cleveland had 5 scores in double figures as well. Again, a fun back-and-forth game. The Cavs came roaring back, and they've been really, really good this season. And it's been fun to watch the Cavs kind of turn the corner a bit, even despite these injuries, which have been piling up now, where you have Rubio out, you have Sexton out for a foreseeable future. And if you're a Cavs fan, you've got to be happy with the way Darius Garland's playing right now. Garland was on fire again in this game. And the future for Cleveland is very bright. Evan Mobley helps that fact as Mobley goes for 20 points, 5 rebounds, and assist. And you had Darius Garland go for 27 points and 18 assists with 5 rebounds. What an incredible game for Darius Garland. Oh, yeah, he shot 55% from the floor on his way to that stat line. And you just wonder, hey, if you get Sexton back, of course they're going to get him back next year, re-sign him and everything like that. But you know, if this team had a healthy Sexton, of course they were cruising with a healthy Rubio. This team could be even better. So it kind of just shows that the Cavs have these pieces moving forward, especially in the Eastern Conference. So it's really cool to see their rebuild kind of come full circle a little bit in this way. Of course, taking that first step to being a more playoff team. They're going to get there this year, and we'll see how they can do in the playoffs. But the biggest thing for the Thunder was that Darius Bazley continues to have a big impact and continues to find his stride off the bench and play well off the bench. And we're going to talk about Bazley and Derek Favors and some of the other players as well coming up. But first, I want to say right now, our good friends over at Shopify. Shopify is just incredible. Whenever you hear that cha-ching sound, you know that's the sound of a new Shopify sale. Folks, I love the sound of a cash register, and it just makes you smile anytime you hear it. You can make that sound be familiar to you whenever you get Shopify. It's an all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources that was once reserved for big companies. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can have all the features that entrepreneurs can alike. They can sell everywhere. They can synchronize them online, in person, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey and endless possibilities. Believe me, this podcast started out small, but it's grown very big over the last couple of years, and we appreciate all of that. That's all thanks to you. I love how Shopify gives you those tools and resources to help you grow and make it easy for you and any business to succeed. From down the street to around the globe, Shopify helps you reach millions and millions of people, and it's helped millions of business people from first sale to full scale reach customers online and across social networks and the ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. Gain insight as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is about possibility, and it's powered by Shopify. Go to Shopify.com right now, Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA. That's Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial. To get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features, grow your business with Shopify today. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA right now. Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA. That's Shopify.com. Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA, all lowercase. Shopify is more than a store. It connects you with your customers, and it delivers sales to you. Manage your day-to-day progress with Shopify. Shopify instantly lets you accept all major payment methods. Shopify has thousands of integrations of third-party apps from on-demand printing to accounting to advanced chatbots and more. Go check out Shopify again. That's Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA. Supercharge your knowledge, your sale, and your success. Discover endless possibilities. Discover inspiration and discover what's possible for you and your business with Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA for that 14-day free trial. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. Thank you for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you. Talking Thunder Basketball. Subscribe for free across all platforms, including the platform of YouTube. Thank you for making us first listen. For your second listen, go check out the Lockdown Now podcast. What is the Lockdown Now podcast? Well, I'll tell you. The Lockdown Now podcast is a five-day-a-week podcast just like this one, where it's recapping every NBA game from the night before. That way you get a breakdown on every single game across the association. How awesome is that? It's from our local experts, boots on the ground everywhere. Only our network can do that, and our network delivers a nightly recap of every single game. We know it's impossible. It is impossible to watch every NBA game from the night before. Lockdown Now allows you to know what's happening around the association. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and even watch it on the Lockdown NBA YouTube channel every single night. So go check that out on that channel. Also, it's the NFL playoffs. That's kind of the biggest thing happening in the sports world right now. If your team's still in it, or if your team is playing somebody that's still in it, whatever the case is, go check out their Lockdown podcast. Just search Lockdown team name. For example, for me, I'm checking out my Chiefs. Lockdown Chiefs, baby. We're going to hopefully return to the Super Bowl. We'll see what happens, though, throughout this postseason. But make sure you're checking out Lockdown NFL as well, William Peacock as well. We have so many national shows for the NFL and for the NBA. Check it all out. The Lockdown Podcast Network, your teams every day. Now, let's get back to this game and Darius Bazley continuing to play well off the bench in this one. I thought that he had a really nice drive on Jared Allen, of course, that became kind of that highlight play for him, where Allen came out to the perimeter for him and basically got a step on him, went to the rim, finished the rim through contact. And what was good about that is it happened for him, but then he had other opportunities where he could ISO Allen at the perimeter and try to drive by him again. And he didn't take those chances because he wanted to play within the flow of the offense. I think that Darius Bazley, even 2 months ago, would have just zeroed in and lasered in on that matchup. And so it resulted in an isolation situation. It results in more turnovers. It results in missed shots. It results in kind of possession killers and ball stopping action. But he didn't do that. He did a really good job of avoiding that, even whenever Allen would remain on the perimeter defending him in a kind of an ISO scenario that he had an opportunity to try to drive past him again. So I thought that was really good growth from Darius Bazley. Played much more better than the offense. 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. He had 2 turnovers in this game. One was a bounce pass to a cutter. One was just a kind of bad kickoff that kind of he was walled at the rim. He couldn't really do anything else besides try to kick it out on his way to 17 points, but he did throw it away there. So 2 turnovers, they kind of just happened in the flow of the game. It was nothing crazy. I mean, we're used to seeing maybe some turnovers from him where he's trying to do too much or trying to ISO and dribble off his foot or something. That was not the case in this game. Basically kind of just played in his role again, and you have to give him credit. As much as this fan base has been very critical of Bazley over the past 2 years, he deserves credit right now, because I even said it last week. He's had a lot of trouble stacking success upon success. He's had no problem with turning one bad game into 5. He's had a lot of problem turning a good game into 3, and he's done that this last week. He's been really good. His last 4 games have been really good. And so seeing him continue to mature in that way and continue to kind of find a rhythm for the first time ever in his career, really find that rhythm and consistency, has been a big deal for him. Now, before the game, it sounded like Mark was, you know, tossed around the idea of putting him back in that starting lineup, or even making allowing him to have spot starts. As you've seen, the lineup has been fluid, where some nights they're going big and putting Jerry and Favors together. Some nights they're putting Wiggins in there as well. Personally, for me, I would still like to see him stay in this bench role, because even coming off the bench, he's still putting up 28 minutes in this game. And Lou Dort, for example, played 29 minutes, right? Giddy played 29 minutes as well. So he's playing starter minutes. His name's just not being called on the PA address announcer, you know, system before a game. That's the only difference. And it's been that way since his move to the bench. He's been playing starter level minutes. And maybe it's just something with Bazley where he puts too much pressure on himself if he hears his name called on the starting lineup, and he kind of has that juice to start the game. Maybe it's just something where he's more comfortable off the bench. And so to me, since you're finding him in those minutes anyway, you're finding him those opportunities anyway to close out games and to play bulk minutes, I wouldn't change anything right now. But we'll see what the Thunder end up doing tonight and throughout the rest of the season. I do think he'll start another game this season for sure. But I don't really love the idea of rushing back to making the starter just because he's had 4 really good games, because you are playing him starter minutes. You are playing him at the clip you want to. Let's say you do put him in the starting lineup tonight. Is he going to play more than 20 minutes? Maybe 29? Maybe 30? So for 2 more minutes, we might sacrifice some better play from him, especially in a more advantageous situation for him, where he's playing the small ball five. And we know that I've been calling for the small ball five basically since the bubble, right, against Houston. And that's kind of where he's been thriving at so far this year. So I would rather have Baisley off the bench still. He's played really good today, 55% from the floor, 6 for 6 at the line, 17 points, the 7 rebounds, the 3 assists, the steal. It was all good for him. And he also, I should say, the 7 rebounds, 3 assists, the steal, and he had 2 turnovers, which we already addressed in this scenario. And he had the 3 fouls. He's playing some really hard-nosed defense, which, of course, will come with that as well. So I like what we're seeing from Baisley. I'll let the Thunder keep it this way. And Derek Favors, though, also did some damage in the first 5 minutes of this game. It was really a tone setter for this team. Ends with 6 points, hauls in 8 rebounds, an assist, a foul, 3 for 5 from the floor. Favors starts this game, plays 17 minutes. So again, it's kind of the opposite of what we just talked about with Baisley. He's starting the game. He's getting to go through the handshake line and everything, but he's playing kind of bench minutes. And so what's the harm in kind of that, or what's the need to change that? But Favors did a really good job today, especially as the Thunder were down Kenny Hustle, who's one of their veteran leaders on this team. And so Favors has been very good this year for the Thunder. He continues that in this game against Cleveland. But SGA puts up 21 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks, 3 turnovers. I think that with 3 turnovers for a guy who played 34 minutes and is your lead ball handler, that's not a big deal to me. I do like the steal and the 2 blocks and those impact-level plays he makes on that defensive end. He goes 7-for-9 at the line, 0-for-2 from 3, limiting his 3-point attempts in this one, 7-for-19 from the floor as well. I think this was a nice SGA game. Obviously, you want him to shoot better than 36% if you can help it, but this was a interesting matchup because they have so many bigs on the floor most of this game. I mean, whenever your kind of whole identity as a player in this elk, right, you take away the 3-point shot, you only shoot 2 of them, so now you're trying to score at the rim, and then you're trying to extend that to the elbow. When you're trying to do that and at best shoot at the elbow and you're really trying to get to the rim and you're having to maneuver through Markkanen and Mobley and Allen and Mobley being 2 great defenders, Allen being great at the rim, Mobley just being great in general so far as rookie year, that's going to be tough sledding. That's going to be very, very, very hard. So I think that all things considered, of course, you'd want him to shoot better from the floor than 36%. But considering the matchup, this is just one of those matchups that's going to get SGA. And that's going to kind of be less than good for his play style. But we're going to still talk about Lu Dort, Josh Giddey, Ty Jerome, Muscala, and talk about the bet of the day as well. But first, I want to tell you right now about our good friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is fantastic. Built Bar is incredible. Built Bar is what you need. Folks, we all have that New Year's resolution of getting healthier, whatever the case is on that front for you. Personally, just got back from playing some pickup basketball, trying to get moving, trying to get everything going in the right direction again. And hey, I look like that Tony Snow graphic where it's got 0 points, 0 assists, 0 blocks, 0 whatever, and 28 minutes played, but at least we're out there shooting some hoops. And Built Bar helped get the power to do that and the energy to do that. It was filling before, after workout, whatever the case is, snack, meal replacement. Folks, when you have an early morning gym session, it's easy to skip breakfast and just go with this Built Bar, because I'm telling you folks, this Built Bar, it fills you up. It takes me all the way through breakfast, all the way through lunch until dinner time. It's that filling. It's that good. Check them out. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of your next order. Most Built Bars have 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which typically has about 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and a dozen or so net carbs. Try them out today. They have amazing flavors as well. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and many more. In fact, Built Bar always comes out with new flavors and limited time only flavors, so go check out the site often to see what's new and what's available. I personally love cookies and cream. Go check out cookies and cream Built Bar today at built.com, promo code LOCK15, 15% off your next order. At built.com, promo code LOCK15, 15% off your next order at built.com. Make sure you go check it out today for 15% off of your next order. I'm going to tell you right now, my good friends over at betonline.ag. BetOnline is your online sportbook experts. It's a happy new betting year, and we want to continue to the march to the playoffs and the divisional round in the NFL. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports wagering this season for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and website interface. So go check them out as well. Promo code Locked On will get you 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. A 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. whenever you use the promo code Locked On. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, and even your favorite Vegas casino games, do not wait. Take advantage right now of these amazing offers at betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and best way to bet on all of your favorite sport action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your teams every day. I am your host, Rylan Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Rylan underscore Styles. It's at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-E-S. You can follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunder Pod. And thank you for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you talking Thunder basketball. For your second listen, go check out Locked On Bets. It's a daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q and expert analysis from our good friend Lee Sterling. It's free and available across all platforms. You can go check it out so that way you can win money at betonline.ag. We're going to get into what the bet of the day is for the Thunder coming up. But first, we're going to talk about our good friend Lou Dort. Lou Dort, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 5 for 5 at the line, 2 for 6 from 3, 5 for 14 from the floor, 35% from the floor, 33% from 3. You'd like the percentages to go up again and be more efficient, but a nice Lou Dort game. Josh Giddey, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a block, 2 fouls. Did shoot 62% from the floor. Love that for him. 1 for 2 from 3. Love that for him. The issue here is not the 11 points. It's not the 10 turnovers. It's not the lack of assists in this game particularly. It's the fact that despite being very efficient as a scorer in this game, he had 6 turnovers. He had an airmail pass to Favors. He had a telegraphed entry pass to the low block. He got ripped twice. He had a backcourt violation. Had an out-of-bounds pass to a cutter that was going to be kind of an easy layup for the Thunder. Just a sloppy ball handling and a sloppy playmaking game for the Thunder in general. We mentioned how many turns they had at the start of the show, and they had more turnovers than the Cavs did, but it'll come, right? It's a rookie who's being asked to do a ton with the ball in his hands, and this is just part of the growing pains. It's just part of life with having a young ball-handling guard. So I don't think it's anything to particularly worry about. Ty Jerome was really good. Looked like Steph Curry. 2 for 2 from three. Both very deep threes. 4 for 6 from the floor. 2 rebounds, a steal, 10 points, 18 minutes tonight. And I just continue to give Ty Jerome a ton of props because it's hard, man. It has to be hard to break that routine, get out of that rhythm, you know, not kind of be in the rotation for games at a time, weeks at a time at times, and then be thrusted in there for a quick 12-minute spurt where you're asked to hit your shots. And he's done that. He's done really well at rolling with the punches of being kind of hokey-pokeyed in and out of the rotation. So I like what we've seen so far from Ty Jerome this year. Mike Muscala, an 8-minute burst. Speaking of small spurts, 8 minutes, he had a steal, a foul, and only missed one shot, going 3 for 4 from three-point land. He's playing in small spurts, though, to manage an ankle injury, which he dealt with an ankle injury last year, which is, of course, what ended his season last year. And now he's dealing with one again, but it seems like he'll continue to play through this one, but he'll have to manage his minutes wisely and pick his spots on when he can go in on this ankle injury. The bet of the day was OKC plus 5. That pushed. The Moneyball pick was SGA, and it was, of course, Muscala, who had 3 triples. The MVP of this game, I'm going Darius Bazley. I think that Bazley deserves a ton of props off the bench. Up next, again, the Thunder and Mavs play tonight. We're going to recap that tomorrow with Nick Engstead of Locked On Mavs. Wednesday, we're going to grade the season at the midway point. Thursday, Spurs recap. Friday, NBA draft stock watch. Saturday, Hornets recap. And Monday, Cavs recap. All that's coming up on the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. Tonight, the Mavs play the Thunder in Dallas. The Mavs only list Reggie Bullock as an injured player. He's questionable with a sore knee. OKC is without Tam Allen, Okashevsky and Roby, all with the G League. Vitt is out with a ankle injury, I should say. Kenny Hustle is in health and safety protocols. It'll be Luka and KP playing together in this game against SGA, Josh Giddey, and Lou Dort. Luka had an incredible game against Memphis last time out, so we'll see what he can do on this holiday. Enjoy the holiday, reflect on the holiday, and have a good one. And until tomorrow, be good and be good to one another.